Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
What's going on, guys? It's your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend. Have you had a chance to listen to the new podcast? Now, I want you to stop what you're doing right now and jump over to my new show, the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, with me, T-Pain. Every week, we're talking to the hottest guests from the worlds of music, entertainment, comedy, gaming, and so much more. And they're all stopping by to shoot the show. They hang out. They enjoy some custom drinks. Did you know every guest on my show has a drink named after them?
This is the mild paralysis.
Yeah. And the name of the drink is the Jazzy Fizzle.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me cry. Yeah. Everyone, tell me we got a goddamn drink for you, and it's called the Mother
Butterscotch.
No, you got to say it like this.
Butterscotch.
Listen. On my show, we pretty much have some of the most interesting conversations you ever heard. We just kind of chill, you know what I'm saying? Listen and subscribe to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast with new episodes every Thursday on Apple Music and wherever you get your podcasts at.
Hey, everybody. Hope you all had a lovely holiday break, giving gifts to and fighting with your family. So I wanted to remind you guys that the Corolla Family Barbecue is fast approaching. Saturday, June 18th, 2022 is the day. Lit. Loxy, The Smoke and Kills, and a ton of your favorite ACS comedians will be there soaking up the sun, food, and booze. We hope you're going to be there, too. We have a pre-sale that went quickly, so I decided to open this thing up. I am adding 100 extra tickets for this year's barbecue. That's 100 extra tickets. Bundles, barbecue, bar crawl. Take your pick and do it quickly. These are going to go fast. When the tickets are sold out, the only way you'll be able to get into the event is through the Case Club at CorollaDrinks.com. We can't wait to see you guys in June for the third annual Corolla Family Barbecue. Oh my God, it's exciting.
Stromer.
Yes, sir.
Got hot quesadilla griddle talk
hot,
coming up.
Hot quesadilla talk. We also have, what do you do? How do you soundproof a basement when you want to be down there watching movies, keep the wife in silence upstairs? What do you do? What we tell you?
How do you mend a broken heart?
How do you mend a broken heart?
Early Bee Gees.
It was more like Austin Powers sounding.
And we'll do all that. First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got the internet judge, but gonna mend it. Get it on. And welcome to Ace on the House, Matt Kroll.
The people get it on every day and night. And you know what? Did you enjoy the gift of the fresh quesadilla with the bacon?
Oh, man. That
right?
So good.
Didn't it seem right?
Everything was right.
I feel fine, though.
Yeah, Stromer came in with some quesadillas.
Yeah.
Quesadilla. Quite, you know, in the simple food department, maybe the best.
Especially if bacon's in it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a bacon quesadilla. This was my first one.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Will you join me again someday with the bacon quesadilla?
Yeah, I was thinking Canadian bacon quesadilla would be good, but it would pop out.
Too much.
It would slide out.
Yeah.
When you took your first bite.
Yeah, it seems to kind of, it embeds itself in the delicious melted cheddars.
And it's broken up just enough so you can break off pieces.
I kind of got a little bit of a food boner.
You got a little bacon boner?
A little bacon boner.
You making bacon? Yeah. Remember that t-shirt?
Yeah. I sure do, making bacon. Yeah, I was a pig having sex. Of course I remember that.
When I was in.
I remember everything you mentioned because you and I have a parallel life somehow.
And we do.
I think.
Well, when I was in like the sixth grade, the height there were two shirts.
Yeah.
There was Macon Bacon.
Yeah, but it's Macon apostrophe. It's Macon apostrophe bacon. Yeah, go
right.
ahead.
Right. Which is one pig mounting another pig yeah, from behind.
That's right.
That was a perfectly acceptable T-shirt in yeah. the sixth grade in the yeah. San Fernando Valley.
You imagine how you'd be lambasted now if you had that on?
Yeah, I don't think the lady pig rendered consent. And then, but do you remember Flying United?
No, this one I do not remember.
You don't remember Flying United?
Go on.
Well, it's loosely based on the Macon Bacon premise.
So for having sex in the bathroom, the Mile High Club?
When you see Fly United, I think you'll understand.
Do you remember? Do you remember Mr. Natural, the guy with the beard that what's his name? Crumb drew that one.
There's probably a better. Well, we can pull up a little bit. But Flying United was.
Oh,
a
I didn't.
Goose
know, I don't know that one.
Coming up behind another goose.
Listen, let me just.
I
tell
wonder
you
if
something.
It's the same genius behind the two. You know, like the guy. You know, he swept the T-shirt world with his Macon Bacon
yeah.
offering.
Let's and go then, geese.
And at some point, the guy from the corner office said, hey, man,
yeah.
we need a follow-up.
Yeah, it's the second sophomore record.
They made Godfather, right? And then what?
They made Godfather 2.
That's right.
That's right.
Where is your... And then these guys must have been spitballing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well...
I don't know. Maybe caribou, that's a little awkward.
How about like humping llamas
nope.
or something?
No, whales, do whales screw in the ocean? I don't think so.
Okay, we got land-based. We basically did all we could
Let's
do
go
on
air.
Land.
Air. Eagles.
Air.
Eagles
good.
Can
eagle,
do it.
Eagle
no, that's
hump.
Too aggressive.
Eagle rape. Rape
no.
an eagle. We're spitballing.
Yeah, something softer. How about the stork? No, it's already
yeah,
pregnant.
Yeah, because that's with the kid.
Right, yeah, no.
Yeah. yeah, that takes a weird turn.
It does. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, let's see, what are some of the airlines? Pan Am?
Yeah, there's Pan Am. There's United.
America.
United.
United.
United, together, two people.
Unite. So we got a couple of planes fucking?
No, that's too mechanical.
Oh. What if we put the pigs in the air?
Pigs don't have
I'm
wings.
I'm stuck on that.
No,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, let's
that's
get away
right.
from that.
Okay.
We're trying to do something new.
Couple how about a
humming,
couple of...
Hummingbirds.
Yeah.
Not, no, they got not that Seals enough. And yeah. Crofts song, Hummingbird Don't Fly Away. It's too close to that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Was that Hummingbird?
Yeah. Hummingbird Don't Fly Away, Fly Away.
All right. That's Hummingbird. How about a couple of snow geese? One just crashes just, into the rear of the other one.
Yeah.
How do we know the lead goose is a chick?
We don't unless we throw...
Some lipstick?
Put a lipstick on a chick's beak. Chick beak.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to work on drawing that
All right,
that
let's
out.
See. Bring on my desk by 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
All right, you bring the quesadillas.
You got it.
This
is how executive thought processes worked back in the 70s, am I right?
Gary, what do you think came... I think Macon Bacon predated Flying United. I feel like Flying United was just a cheap knockoff of Macon Bacon.
Well, and then wasn't If the Van Is a Rockin' Don't Come Knockin' during the same time?
Mm-hmm.
You think that was the same thing? Like same guy?
It's hard to tell. There were way more than one genius back then.
Yeah.
If it was, it's probably the same guy that's Cash, Grass, or Ass, No One Rides for Free.
It's Ass, Grass. Wait a minute. It's gas, grass, or ass.
Sorry about
Nobody
that.
Rides for free. You may be thinking the updated version of that was coke, toke, or poke.
Yeah.
Nobody rides
what
for
about
free.
How about I guess your weight, you sit on my face? What about that one?
Oh, I think that was sit on my face.
I'll guess your weight.
I do like this version of the Fly United one where they've got the male bird smoking. While he's
he's the male bird.
Oh, that's good.
He's multitasking.
Oh, that's I gotta get one of those.
Yeah, that's
boy.
A good one. Yeah, yeah, you gotta get Sonny on one of those. That'll be helpful for him at school.
Is his tongue out or is he smoking?
No, I wanted it to be smoking, but now I'm wondering as well as I zoom in. But I want it to be smoking.
And so. Look, she's saying ooh. Like no, it's more like ooh, like surprise.
Yeah. How do we know it's a her? Because she has her hair, her goose hair.
She just seems
duck hair.
Well, that's a good point. I don't know.
Something's in the eyes.
She has big blue eyes compared to him.
She wearing glasses?
I think she's got glasses on, yeah.
All right. Anyway.
I'm going to throw that, you know, I'm going to give that to the old lady and see if that incites some sort of invitation. Am I right?
Oh, you'll get your money back. All right, should we talk to Andy from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Finishing a basement?
Heck yeah, we should.
Andy?
Hey, Stromer, get it on.
Yes, sir. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
There he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's going on?
So, I am finishing my basement and wanted to get your guys' ideas on how to keep the sound from traveling through the floor to the upstairs. I've heard a couple of different things about using sound channels, maybe a different kind of rock.
Yeah.
A quiet sound channel? Quiet rock is always good. I mean, doubling up sheetrock, creating that weird buffer.
What are you doing down there? What's your sound? Is it music, instruments, drums? What is it?
Torture?
Torture, as I like to call it. Mm-hmm. Torture.
I mean, it's just going to be a theater room, so.
Oh.
Well,
sorry, it's not that interesting.
I think doing that hat channel with the quiet rock on the hat channel.
That'll be the best you can do, given your situation.
Okay. Any downside for packing some cheap insulation in
You definitely don't want to put your subwoofer in the wall anywhere at all. It should be freestanding on some sort of a pad. And then if you can separate your speakers out of the walls too, that'll be really helpful if they're on brackets and they're on hat channel also, because it's the vibration that makes the sound come through.
What do you got, 2x10, 2x8 joists up there?
I guess I call them engineered joists.
Oh, it's a new house?
Newer? 07.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So are they the web joist type, like with the OSB in between them, or what are they?
Would it be like 2x4 construction or whatever? They're, you know, they're truss design, or there's open between them.
Right.
Open between
them. Oh, yeah, yeah. They've got like ovals between in them, right? Sort of like almost hollow.
I've seen them with knockouts.
You're talking the trusses, right?
Yeah.
They're designed by, following you. Like, it's not like I-beam construction.
No, I know. But when you look up, what do you see?
Like a 2.5-inch wide board.
And then from the profile side, the side of it, are there knockouts on them so you can run wiring and pipe?
No, I want to know how tall they are.
Oh, okay.
They can't be
I would probably say 14 to 16.
All right. Well, that's why I was saying 2x10 or 2x8. Yeah. Okay, so it's a good span then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably 14.
Uh-huh. And what he's talking about is what I'm talking about, which is the OSB kind of web joist in there.
Right.
You're looking at the bottom.
That's right.
And it's dadoed in.
Correct.
And then they have knockouts. I don't know about the ones that are pre-knockouts.
Yeah, I don't know what he has, but sometimes they have knockouts.
All right, so you got a lot of space in there for some sound deadening, whatever, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't even know. Just go down. What do you think Home Depot goes up to? R30?
They'll do the 30 for the, you know, the. Just put some of that in there also. It can't hurt, but it really is the vibration contact with attaching things that are creating sound waves to structure, right? So you want to separate and isolate the sound-making device from the framing somehow. Whether it be hat channel and your sound deadening board, you know, or keeping everything isolated, coming off walls that have gaskets behind them, so you're not vibrating and transferring that, so your poor wife doesn't have to hear the porn that you're cranking.
Hey, Gary, what Home Depot bat insulation? They go past 30. They have weird numbers. R19,
R30.
R30. Does it go up to R40 something?
I'm seeing 38.
38. And what's 38 for? Like 2x12? 2x10? Let's see what R38 is good for.
I'm just going to put this up here and show you what it says because I'm not really getting it.
R38.
Yeah.
24.
12 and a half. Is that what
12
that?
And a half.
It says track 12 and a half.
Yeah, 24 by 48.
Attics and floors. This. Yeah, that's great. That's the one you want.
12. What? Zoom in on 12 and a half there. But yeah. What's that say?
What is it? Eight, it says track.
Oh, it's eight bundles, right? In there?
Eight pieces. Yeah. Right.
I've zoomed in as much as
I
can.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's. There you go. Yeah, and then, R38.
And then while you're hanging that stuff, if it doesn't have tabs on either side to staple onto the bottom of your trusses, maybe just run some wire, you know, to hold it as you're going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it can be floating around. Yeah. It can sit on your ceiling once you get your ceiling up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so run some wire. It just doesn't weigh anything. You just got to tuck it, stuff it up in there. Doesn't need to be attached to anything. All right, you got a question, Matt? Vid question, perhaps?
Yeah, we do. We have a video question from Chris regarding some stucco patching. And if you want to check out the video, go to aceontheroof.com and you can send your videos in. aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com to send them. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Ace Stromer, Chris from San Diego again.
Hell yeah.
Last time you talked me through replacing a ground floor window with French doors, and as you can see, wow, that worked out pretty good.
Nice. Wow.
Almost all done. But now I'm having a problem finishing it, specifically the stucco. The highly recommended Ecuadorian stucco guy that I had lined up seemed to have vanished.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I should try this myself and how that really works. I've never done this before. Get it on.
Yeah.
Here's why. It's the matching of that existing texture is going to be virtually impossible unless you've done this for 50 years. Like, it's really hard to match texture.
Yeah.
Get a stucco guy. Or I guess you could do spray foam or whatever and throw trim around it.
Yeah, let me see it again, Gary. See how much. It's a kind of a two-stage trim. Trim always looks like what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to be shit, I think. But.
I mean, there's a version of it. You know, you only got to go 3 inches. All right. You do stucco. You're not really going to match the texture, and you're going to see a crack appear.
Yep.
After, you know, the first rain.
Yeah.
And then there's a depth thing with the trim you'd have to do as well.
It looks like the width of the case of the frame of the door is narrower than the thickness of the wall, so you're going to build down into it, and that's going to look even worse, right?
Yay and nay. I mean, okay, here's what I would do. You ready?
Yeah.
If you are going to do a box-type trim, meaning you can't just put flat trim on there. There's going to be a gap where it hits the door jamb, right?
Yeah.
It's all going to be paint grade, thankfully.
Yeah.
But when you do your box Stromer where you turn into the door jamb, tell you what I would do.
Yeah.
Instead of flushing it up and gluing it, nailing it, and then at some point seeing a crack there, I would step it back 3/16 and make a reveal. So it goes out, steps out, and then the flat trim. Now it looks like you did it on purpose.
That's a good idea.
It'll look much better. I would do it out, you know, you got to get one by, you got to rip it up, you got to put a router edge on it. You got to make sure there's no soft curve.
Well, you got to match your other trim if you have any. The look of it.
He doesn't have any other trim.
You don't think?
No,
because it's probably all stucco steel windows or some shit.
It's stucco molding, probably.
That's right,
whatever. Your door needs stucco molding. If you can't just bring the stucco to the door jamb.
Well, you know what? Can I suggest something I might want to do? You know what I would do is put a, you know, get a piece of one by and bring the one by, reframe the existing door that's in there now over the molding. to bring right, it we'll out to it. The depth to, right. to the thickness of the to the you yeah, know what I'm saying right, the
yeah.
reveal.
I would right. do okay. Here's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go in tight again, Gary. Let me just see if there's any stucco molding on that door.
No.
Doesn't it's kind of hard, but now it doesn't really look like there's stucco molding on it. It looks like there's just jam.
Yeah.
All right. Here's how you do it. You do what Stromer said, which is you rip your first piece of one by and you extend the jam. But correct. Once again, don't flush it up on the jam. Slide it out and leave a little reveal.
So it's step, like
so
you
it
said.
Steps.
Yeah, it looks
right.
better. You're right.
Then once you get even all the way around, then you can just take a flat piece of 1x3 and step it out again.
Yeah, that's nice.
Step. Yeah. You won't get a bad seam.
That's right.
Caulk and paint.
It looks really nice with the step, and it hides all the shit that we're trying to hide anyway. That's a great idea.
And then you better do a good job of caulking that now, one by jam.
Let me ask you a question.
One by casing.
Would you just fill in what he has now with one pass of stucco over the chicken wire, or would you just throw foam in there or nothing?
Foam's going to expand.
It'll go too far out.
Deal with that.
Maybe just a little stucco one pass.
I wouldn't mind stucco one pass.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to finish out right.
No.
If you do want to do stucco, you've got to put on stucco molding. Stucco molding is redwood, finger joint, paint grade, whatever, that would nail to the jam and then has an indentation and a little weird that'll grab the stucco.
That's right.
And it'll give you something to stucco to.
Correct.
So it looks like his depth issue there is stucco molding depth.
Right.
7/8
Yeah.
1 inch
Yeah, about an inch, yeah.
Little light inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Light inch, I think, yeah. I'm going 7/8
You going 7/8
I'm going 7/8
I'm
light
going
inch.
More of a 13/16
I don't go to the single the single ones. I can't do it.
All right. So
I can't see anymore. Can you see a tape measure anymore, even with glasses?
I'm angry at tape measures.
I don't want to know.
I have a tape measure that does this thing where when you let it go, it comes back so fast it whips you right at the end, just smacks your thumb.
Have you ever had a hack out of the side of it, and when it retracted, it cut your hand open? Like a sharp blade?
No.
Yeah.
You know the guys who piss me off?
Who?
The guys who bend
the
tape the wrong way.
I'd like to kill them.
It's got a curve.
It's convex.
Yeah, well, you'll see guys are
thinking
kink. Yep. It's like, are you dick? You're going to crack it.
Yeah, no, I don't like them. Fuckers. Bastards. And they're the ones that have eyes that work, fuckers.
I know. All right, we got a question coming up here. He wants to motivate people working on his house to do a good job.
Oh, God.
Good luck. First, I'll tell you about Indeed. When hiring, you don't always have time to find great candidates. You need Indeed, the best hiring partner. Your team can get, attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is the only job site guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements, or you don't pay. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. It's Indeed, right, Matt?
That's right. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/ACE. This offer is valid through March 31st. Go to Indeed.com/ACE to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/ACE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. Someone needs a high-level architect and a contractor. Someone wants to motivate. Let's talk to Rafi. Oh, got that? Let's see. Huh. Phone's not popping up. Line two here.
It says.
Oh, there you go. Rafi.
Ace man. Stromer.
Hey, Rafi. That's our Burbank Armo friend, Rafi.
Yeah, it is. Love him.
Yep. So I took your advice. We're going to hire people, and we're going to hire people to redo the floors.
Yeah, what do you got, about 1,600 square feet over there?
More like 500, 600. And
well, the house is 16, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty small place, so we're going to hire it out. And my question is, you know, we don't have a contractor. We're basically just subcontracting to all the different trades. What can I do to just motivate everyone, do a good job? You know, do I tip them? I'm getting everyone lunch every day. But, you know, so far everyone's doing a great job.
That goes a real long way, believe it or not, is the food. It really does. People really, yeah, hell yeah. People really respond to that. And unfortunately, you get in the habit where then you have to bring it every day or they start getting pissed. But the good news is it goes a long way.
But let's not push your own cultural food. Don't go down to the kebab hut. You get them that goddamn Paquito Mas. That's what those people want.
Okay. That's right.
You understand?
Yep.
Don't be shoving your hummus-based culture on them.
Yep.
They're going to rebel.
That's right.
You got it.
So wait a minute. I don't get where are all your subs? What's with the subs? You're going to hire a floor guy. It's going to sand it. It's going to finish it. It's going to lacquer it. And where are the subs?
We got a plumber, we got an electrician, we got a tile guy for the bathrooms, the kitchen, and then a cabinet guy.
Yeah, so that's good, man, because, you know, if you hire a contractor, what he does is he just charges it 20-30% for doing what you're doing now, right?
Yeah, I'd rather just give it to the people, you know, little tip.
Or you might get lucky with the tile guy. He may be Armo.
Oh, yeah.
And the cabinet guy could be Armo.
It's like the UN over here. We got people from all races.
Do you?
Guatemalan, Armenian. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Lebanese.
Yeah. Except for white.
Yeah, no.
The
whites. The whites are the punk-ass bitches of the construction world, am I right?
He's got all the races except for the best one. I mean, let's be honest. The number one race is not present on the job site, Rafi.
Hey, my roofer's white. He did a good job.
White roofer?
He's probably an alcoholic.
Yeah,
bastard.
He's definitely an alcoholic.
and he's the termite guy. He did a great job.
Oh, it's even better. Well, I'm going to bring that up.
Hey, Rafi,
you
can also do coffee if you don't want to get into the food service every day. You can just do coffee. That's
okay.
Nice. That's really nice for them.
So you're doing the whole damn house.
Yeah, we're trying, you guys. It's small. Might as well make it look good. And, build up from here.
It was about 1,600 square feet. Was that correct?
No, man. It's the whole place is 750. The whole plot is like 2,500.
Oh, the whole house is 750.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Rafi, this is listen. It's a start. It's the place to start. Pretty soon, you get multiple properties. You're doing this professionally. Mm-hmm. You're trading houses, and you know your life's a miracle. Don't worry about that. You start somewhere.
Yeah. What's the smallest house you think you
My first
in?
House, 980 square feet. I bought it for 160, sold it for 790.
In the valley.
In Woodland Hills. And I mean, it was incredible what that turned into, right? It turned into, you know, everything.
Mm.
Just from one little measly, you know, scraping together the money. I had asked the guy I was renting from in Topanga if I could remodel the house I was renting because I was about to have my first baby. He said, sure, go ahead. No, you're fine. You're good. And then, of course, the day I finished, the realtor comes and puts it on the market.
Wow.
I got so mad that I went out and borrowed money from everybody I knew and bought this house, and that was the first one. I paid them all back, and here I am now sitting pretty. That's right.
All right. Let's talk to Steve, 38 Raleigh, North Carolina. Steve?
Mijo? Hey guys, I'm good to talk to you again. I pulled balls for you last time you were in Raleigh.
Oh, nice.
But I just bought since then, actually. I bought a 1973 modern house. I've tweeted some pictures back to Ace on the House for reference, but bought the house. It's, you know, it's had one owner. The guy was kind of a artist type of guy, so it's got a lot of weird, quirky stuff going on, but it's very much like a time capsule of 1973, and I'm trying to update it and really kind of doing everything that you'd have to do to a house that's got popcorn ceilings. I'm looking to maybe cover with some like wood on the ceilings, so it's got kind of a mid-mod vibe to it. But my question is just, you know, if you're taking on a full remodel, my realtor recommended, you know, connected me with an architect, and then he kind of sent me a proposal, and it seems like, you know, really is going to make the transaction that much more expensive. So what would you recommend just in terms of if you've got a very specific kind of house and a specific style you're trying to do on a full remodel, how much of it, you know, can you rely on a contractor to kind of do floor planning and design for you, and how much of it do you need to hire out for like an architect or something like that, or like your last caller is kind of being the GC himself, or what would direction would you recommend for someone that's handy but not an expert by any means?
I mean, unless you're changing the footprint, you don't really need that. You have to make sure that you honor the design sensibility of the original angles of the house. Like, don't bring roundy trim and stuff like that, or Spanish tile into the mod vibe. Keep it all in that land of that look. It's all linear,
right? I think with today's computer and access to all the Pinterest pages and everything, there's, you know, you could really educate yourself, and you could illustrate and show pictures and go, this is what I want.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm a little more tactile. Like, I'll get the big foam core board, like Oprah says, man.
Yeah.
I'll make my dream board.
Yeah, you
I'll just
do
cut
it.
Out pictures of houses I like, colors I like, fabrics I like, materials
I mean,
I like,
I,
and just
I've
put
even,
them up.
I've even gotten moving boxes for clients and pretended those were the cabinet configuration, right? And you just move those around in the space that you're creating to see what it feels like ergonomically. Like, that kind of stuff goes a long way, that an architect maybe be able, he can picture it, but you might not be able to feel it unless it's physically in the space.
I'll tell you what you want. What you want is an open mind when you're dealing with guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I remember when I was doing an old 20s Spanish house, right? And I wanted to do some awnings over the windows. Some canvas awnings, right?
Yeah.
And the awning place, the way they mounted them is they took like aluminum tubing, looked like EMT, you know, conduit, and then went down to some weird stamped bracket thing that hit the stucco.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't look very 20s to me.
No.
And they were like, well, that's how we do it. And I said, well, why don't you get some wrought iron, some twisty wrought iron?
Yeah, there you go.
And they're like, well, that's not going to work with our weird, shitty stamp bracket tube thing that's one male, female side. And I said, well, get that. Get a diamond. We'll score it up. We'll weld a couple of brackets on it. We'll mount it up. And the guy was like, okay.
Yeah.
So they try to fight you sometimes. They go, that's not the way. That's not the way we do it.
Yeah.
But what you want is someone who doesn't dig in and go, that's never going to work, or I'm not going to put my name on that, where you can like explain, what if we did it this way, which they always hate, but they got to be open-minded enough to
do it.
Well,
yeah, and then I guess to Adam's point, you know, if you find just a contractor guy and you have the Oprah vision board of all the, you know, what does trim look like in this house? What does paint color look like? What are cabinet styles? What do I need surfaces-wise? And have that to show the guy, look, everything needs to feel this way. Let's achieve this together. And I think there a lot of times people are excited and interested in doing something creative where you have a vision and he doesn't have to decide, right?
As far as the ceiling goes, yeah, you can panel over it or you can skim over it.
Right.
The issue is they painted the popcorn ceiling at some point, which makes it that much more of a pain in the ass.
Is it the kind that flakes off when you touch it, or is it like hard to the touch?
No, it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, I would just literally demo that or drywall over it. Those are your two choices.
Well, you got to soak it with a Hudson spray.
Yeah, if you can get through the paint.
Broad knife it.
Could you put like the wood, like wood paneling, you know, in that mid mod kind of style? Because the house has got these steel I beams that you know, really frame out the whole house. Is all square, flat roof.
Okay, here's the thing about paneling over that kind of vaulted ceiling.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
or not. It cannot be wavy.
Yeah, 11-foot ceiling.
Nice.
Yeah, you're right.
It cannot be wavy.
No, it can't.
You can't just flat. You can't take 3/16, you know, whatever panel, slap it up and just start stapling it.
You'll see it.
It'll get wavy.
Yeah.
So if you want to do the paneling, you may do the paneling, but you need to put some like 1x3 runners on there.
Correct.
And they got to be shimmed out.
Yeah.
And you got to put them in with screws. And you need to run a string, you know, at the end and in the middle,
that's
and
right.
all those things got to be kosher and dill. And then you can mount that thing to it.
The other thing, too, this might be an opportunity with a flat roof to insulate that flat roof if it doesn't have any already. Because usually you have to go from the roof down with new roofing.
Yeah, you could go with a 2x4 type runner
and then do foam core. You could do rigid in there, and that would save your ass in terms of climate in that big boxy house you have, right?
Gotcha. Great ideas.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for saying hi when I was in Raleigh.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to bought a house. Needs rent. Wait a minute. Wrong guy. Concrete slab subfloor. Hello? Patrick?
Ace man. How you doing?
Hi, guy. 39 Virginia. Hey, got a subfloor's messed up in your rental condo. Want to know how to fix it. Lay down some vinyl tile. What year's the condo?
Yeah, that's one of it's over 100 years old.
Wow.
Real hardwood, but it's sinking in two different areas.
Wait, how can it be 100?
Because someone converted it into a condo.
Okay. Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. It was built that way back in – it's in D.C. It's one of these really old buildings.
Oh, cool.
Anyways. Wow. And it was built – it wasn't an apartment at the beginning?
I think so, but I mean, like I said, it was built in the 20s. So, but it's cool because it's got the 10-foot ceilings and the hardwood floors.
Made
it into
a condo. Yeah. All right.
Could have been a place where Herbert Hoover was banging the old girlfriend on the side, right?
There's no doubt.
It actually was. I had the plaque on the outside of the door where he was.
Hell yeah, you did.
So the subfloor is diagonal sheathing 1x6.
Yeah.
Well, so there's two places where it's sinking, and I've had two GCs come over and tell me that there is no subfloor, that it's all fucked up, and it's got to be ripped up and done again. And
well, there is no
LVT.
There's no subfloor, and that there's no plywood or OSB subfloor, but there is a 1x6 diagonal sheathing, which is not really subfloor. No. It's just nailing for the hardwood.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
right. Okay. So how do I know everything?
I don't know.
For the amount I know, more people should listen to me. I feel like my ratio.
Don't you think
off.
Most people who listen to you know that you know?
I feel like the ladies of the View know nothing.
Well, no.
And they have a lot of people listening to them. I know a lot and have a few, but proud.
Yeah.
Amount of
proud. I agree with you.
So Patrick, this is, you know, this is not a quick fix. If you want to take up the hardwood, you can take up the hardwood, and then you can take up the diagonal sheathing, or you can go over it, although that's going to be an elevation change with the threshold, like walking into the room kind of thing. Right. If it's that old, okay, couple things. If it's that old, your 1x diagonal sheathing is probably 1 inch. Right. Yeah.
Does it flex when you walk on it and move at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you're a woman wearing heels, it'd go right in.
Oh, boy.
So now the sturdy.
And we have women renters, so it's like kind of a pain in the ass.
The sturdy floor is 1 1/8 into 1 1/4. 1 1/8. What's a sturdy floor subflooring, Gary? 1 1/8 or 1 1/4?
Is he going to catch joists in the corners and stuff? That's the only problem with sheathing over it. I don't know.
Well, what do you want to do, Patrick?
It's technically my wife's apartment. I want to sell it and flip it into a commercial property, and I work in commercial real estate.
Yeah.
But it was like her first house and she doesn't want to do it, and we could pocket some cash and, you know, really invest in something, but it's kind of like, you know, third rail with her, so I don't want to keep renting
Gary,
it.
Gary, go find the other sturdy floor. Sorry.
I guess we're going to keep renting it, and so what I was thinking was just throw LVT all over it and just keep it going like that.
Vinyl.
I would do that.
Okay. The doing the subfloor is major surgery.
Yeah, or just do, why don't you just do the vinyl that looks like wood and call it a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of it. Like I said, I work in commercial, so I project manage like office build outs and stuff. And I even got, you know, probably 1,000 square foot of it. So
yeah, just
I
do
could
that.
Probably just do that and just be done with it.
Yep.
Well, you'll be done with it for a while.
And then
when the big move
when the
comes.
Man with the heels moves in, then you're screwed.
What do we got, Gary? Inch and a quarter, inch and an eighth. Sturdy floor.
Inch and an eighth, I'm definitely seeing.
Okay. So I was right. It was inch and eighth.
That stuff is amazing, by the way.
It's amazing.
But God, it's expensive.
But it's good.
Yeah, hell
and,
yeah.
And if you're pulling up raised sheathing.
Yeah.
Subflooring 1x6 from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
It's going to be 1 inch.
Yeah.
And then you can replace it with the sturdy floor.
That's a great
it's
idea.
It's only an eighth difference for the thresholds and the transitions and whatnot.
That is a good idea. No one on The View would have been able to say that.
Sonny Hostra?
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe Whoops?
Whoops, nah.
No. Okay.
Yeah. What is it? $149 a sheet? Man, plywood, man.
Oh, my God. It's still,
oh
we're still in it. It just keeps going and going and going.
$130 a sheet.
I mean, that was like $65 a year and a half ago.
Goddamn supply chain.
How dare they? It's all sitting in El Segundo. Go
ahead. Let me tell you about Concrete. Number one, stimulant-free pre-workout supplement. Concrete, patented creatine, HCL, is a favorite of elite informed athletes. All the strength and endurance and benefits of creatine, Dr. Drew swears by this stuff, without any of the negative side effects like cramps and diarrhea if you're a female athlete. And this is the only creatine you should be taking because it doesn't promote water retention or bloat. Your brain uses 20% of this stuff, too. So fuel your body and fuel your mind as well. Start your New Year's off right. Do it with Concrete. And you can amplify your workouts, burn the extra holiday calories. It's Concrete, right, Matt?
Optimize your health and fitness, both body and mind. Build a better you with Concrete. And if you register now at concrete.com/podcast, you can win a free membership to Planet Fitness for an entire year, plus a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. That's concrete.com/podcast to be one of multiple winners. And Concrete is now available online and in-store at Walmart. Concrete is truly changing fitness and health.
All right, Ryan from Redondo Beach wants to know about a slab. Ryan, 45, Redondo Beach. Did I punch him up? Hold. Hit. Huh.
God, thank God you're not a suicide hotline.
Oh,
people, so
know.
Many people would be dead.
It's not that funny.
Hi, guys.
Stromer's
hey,
cracking his shit up today. No more quesadillas for you.
No,
man.
I'm sorry. You're right.
It changes your sensibility
it really
dramatically.
Does. I know. You're right.
The queso. What's going on, Ryan?
So I had a plumber come out, and he had to tear up a concrete dog run on the side of the house right in front of an exterior door to the garage. Mm-hmm. And when he redid the concrete, surprise, surprise, it was uneven and didn't slope away from the house anymore. So
no.
The rains. We get a nice little pool of water right there at the threshold, and it leaks into the garage. So I'm looking to replace the door, and it's got waterlogged, and it just needs to be done anyway. But trying to figure out a good way to level out that area without digging it up and having it redone.
So you want to go from something to zero in like a 3-foot span, or?
Yeah, it's about 3 foot. It's 3 foot wide, you know, with a large door, and then or an outdoor door, and it's got about probably 2 to 3 foot to slope away into the there's like a potting area over there.
So what do you want to build it up? You want to build it up 3/4 of an inch and go to zero?
Do you think it? What do you think it's out now?
Oh, it's probably not much at all. If you dragged a level across it, or 2x4 across it, there's not much gap. So it's like an eighth of an inch. It's not a lot. And I was thinking of putting...
But it's going the wrong
direction.
If this
was inside. Yeah, exactly. If this was inside, I'd pour some leveling concrete. But it's outside, so I'm worried that that wouldn't work.
And then,
you're down an eighth, maybe an eighth plus.
Yeah.
You want to get up half an inch.
Yeah. I mean, can you tile it? Because you could re-level it that way and pitch it away if you did tile. And that would stick to the cement.
But I'd worried that tile would then back up anything else. The water seems to flow nicely out to the street from there, so I'm worried that raising it like a tile level would back up the...
Well, look, you can go with the, I guess, feather float. I don't know how thick you can put that stuff.
It's not going to stay.
Well, okay, you'd have to pressure wash the shit out of it. Then you'd have to brush on a bunch of glue.
Yeah.
And then you could... They have materials that you could use now that would work for a while.
Yeah. Is it a high traffic area or no?
No, not at all.
Well, that would work.
You got to pressure wash it.
Yeah.
I do.
And then you got to brush on a lot of cement glue.
Yeah.
Which is really just
is that the
wood glue.
Or the polymer?
Not a two-part anything. It's really just like yellow glue.
Yeah.
I think it's... I don't know, man. I think
it just seems like regular glue.
We used to use wood glue.
Yeah, I know.
For that, I'm not sure the science.
I'm not sure if any of that's still saying, but
I can't see it from my house. But I would brush that on pretty good, and then I would make some sort of I don't know if it's feather float or exterior feather float or some sort of. Well, it's not going to have any aggregate in it, so don't call it concrete.
Yeah.
It'll be cement.
Okay.
And then you could use that to pitch that. Now, I don't know.
You got to do a redwood strip, you know, that you put on the side you want, you know, your house side.
Right.
And that has to have a course of mud on it, and it sits in that, and then that's your screed point down to zero, right?
Yeah.
And then when it sets up a bit, you backfill it, or you can do it the next day, fill it back in again when you take the wood out. But something to run that line.
You need a screed point on the high part. The low part's zero, so you got that.
But, I mean, it is going to come up down the road. It will.
On the thin side, yeah.
And okay. And you don't want to just do it again, right?
No.
Or is it a pain in the ass nightmare?
It's probably the short term fix right now in case it rains in the next year.
I like Stromer's tile idea, like his paver idea. If you have enough height under the door,
yeah.
Do you have enough height?
Yeah, I do.
Because then you could pitch it to zero and just, you know,
get some Sateo
pavers. Whatever works with the design. What's the style of the house? Is it like Tudor? Is it Spanish?
Tudor style.
I mean, you could do slate, big pieces of slate, make it look more sort of organic, right? You know, with like chipped pieces that put in.
Yeah, if you're going with the tile angle, obviously you just butter up the high side,
and the thin set will stick to that, and it'll be, I think, better long term.
And the thin set won't over the years.
No,
you can build up that thin set, man.
Yeah, you comb it first with the teeth, and then you back butter it. You know, and then you can get at least a nice bond that way, and have no hollow spots. You know, but if you've never tiled and you're trying to really do this right, you should just get a tile guy.
Yeah, I've tiled before.
Oh, okay.
It's not my favorite thing.
Yeah, I would do that. I think it's going to last longer.
Stromer, I have an idea.
What?
Sounds a little harebrained, but I'm not sure. What if you took a piece of, I don't know if they make it this thick, what if you took a piece of 5/8 hardy backer and just ran a 3-inch wide flat strip on the high side, just put some blue screws in it and just gave yourself an edge and then sort of buttered back
from that. Oh, and that's holding it to the cement.
I'm just versus building up, up 3/4 of an inch.
Maybe, yeah.
Because you might have trouble leveling or setting or dipping or sagging. You know, I'd like to get an edge going there somehow.
Yeah.
At least something that was a little, I don't know. I've never seen like a tile strip, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
But it makes sense that it's some product that could be adhered to the existing slab that kicked it up 5/8, and you could butter back from
there,
that
use
edge.
That, yeah.
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 Gary, what is that? So we're looking at, a full sheet of hardy backer. What would we call these things? Hardy backer strips or tile strips or furring? Tile furring strips.
But, I mean, you can do it so accurately with cement, though. That's the only problem.
Oh, well, that's true, too. You could build it up with cement and then not have to.
And it'll stick better.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea better. But I may have invented a product.
You might have, again.
All right, Stromer.
Hey, whatever happened to the door that you had where the guy didn't, you know, and you put the, you drew the arrow on it or the, you know what I mean? It didn't demonstrate where on, off, open and close was.
The latch?
Yeah, the latch. Whatever happened to that?
I moved from that house.
Oh, so somebody else's
problem. Someone else's problem. All right, but I think an engineer from Sweden sent me a thing.
Yeah.
So I could retro, so I could show it.
See?
He designed something up.
People care. International audience.
I know.
You know?
All right.
All right. Question. Do you own or do you rent your own home? Well, sure you do. And I bet it can be easy, and it can also sometimes be hard work. But you know what's easy? Well, bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too. Why? Well, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All right. You can go to mcarolla.com and see all where I'm playing live. February 6th, Bray Improv. Well,
what about this thing with the brothers, the guy, the stars, the movie? You're with movie stars on stage. Who
Dennis
are they?
Quaid.
The Quaids, for Christ's sake.
Well, just Dennis. The other one's hiding in Canada.
All right, whatever.
And then Bill Shatner. I mean, it's a night of a thousand stars.
Oh, my God. They canceled the Globes, but not with you.
Not
you got your own
man.
Damn Globes.
I'm bringing the Globes to Brea February 6th. So we'll do a couple of shows there. And you can check out my stand-up specials, Truth Yeller, at dailywire.com/Adam. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AdamCarolla. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer. Say it. Mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.